And the reason we're talking about my library card is because we've got to chat about what's happening with Lotto Star and Beat the Bomb. Now, we're going to be playing it the entire September, but all the shows have decided to back charities. Yeah. And every single time a person wins, whatever they win, the charity gets that amount of money courtesy of Lotto Star. So it could be a lot of money.
You could win 250,000 rand for this charity every single show.
Yeah, so they've got a whole bunch of charities that are getting involved. Anela's using repurposed school bags. Ayan MVP's backing the Guide Dog Association. Lucky, yours is Door of Hope.
Yeah, Door of Hope. It's adoption, so it's obviously close to my heart, so that's why I'm choosing it. But you've chosen Sepesi.
Yes, the South African Primary Education Support Initiative. In short, what they do is they get buses from Japan that they get donated.
Yeah.
That are running on a similar system. They are specially equipped buses that have libraries. So they're mobile libraries that we get.
Yeah.
And then they distribute the libraries to the Department of Education in various areas around the country. And children in primary school that don't have access to libraries can now actually have access to their first books, books that they can take home and have as their own. We've got Patrick Tuminga, the operational manager, on the line. Patrick, did I get what you do right, sort of?
You got it 100% right. So what we do is we bring in mobile libraries from Japan. As you know, Japan has got a very high literacy rate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why they do have that is because they've invested in mobile libraries throughout the years. So every municipal, basically every municipality has got a mobile library, and they come to kind of their service end between 30 and 80,000 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these buses then get brought into South Africa with that very low mileage, and then we donate them to the Department of Education. They staff them, they put an operator, a driver, a librarian, and some books, and then we go to all the rural areas in South Africa. So we've got 60 of these buses going in all 9 provinces.
That's amazing.
And Patrick, just something which I know I've been very privileged and very lucky to always have access to books and libraries. When you go out into these areas and you give children the access to a library, it really makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got 14,000 primary schools, out of which 12,000 don't have libraries.
Jeez.
So, you know, those are shocking numbers, which the country is trying to improve, and we just want to be part of that, to bring literacy to the country and, you know, make things better, make things better where it counts. Right at the bottom. So it's a primary school education initiative, you know, focusing on grades 1, 2, 3, and 4, so that we can bring the enjoyment of reading to them, so that a whole new world opens up for them.
Yeah. I think we really take for granted how in primary school we never even had to think about those things.
Yeah.
I mean, we just knew there was a library, we knew there were books, there were books at home. It's just,
That's so true, eh? Jeez.
Yeah, you know, I can only equate it to an iceberg where, you know, the likes of you and me who live in the Gauteng or Cape Town or Durban areas, we're the tip of the iceberg. What's underneath the water is something that we don't see, because only when you go and take a trip on one of those buses into the rural areas and you see the joy of these kids when the bus arrives, then you realize how privileged we actually are to live in a, you know, in the rural areas where we have access to all these things.
Patrick, that's why I've chosen you as my charity for us to support. And hopefully we can get a lot of funds going your way to try and help you guys get along.
Well, that would be absolutely wonderful. But, you know, even if we don't get anything or we don't win anything, just by calling us and putting us on the air, I think we're creating awareness, and it'll be a good thing for the country.
Patrick, thanks for your time and the work that you're doing. If you want to see anything about Sepesi, go to sapesi.co.za. All the details are there. You can also track the winnings on 947.co.za. But if you are signing up to play Beat the Bomb with Lotto Star, make sure you register and you play in September, because whatever you win, our charities can win. So it's a big one. We're excited. We're going to be beating the bomb with Lotto Star in just a bit. Greg.